From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, a long-stalled bill revamping the nation's bankruptcy rules cleared what had been its biggest hurdle in the U.S. Senate. The Republican-run chamber rejected an amendment that has proved fatal to earlier versions of the bill. The amendment would bar abortion protesters from using bankruptcy to escape court judgments. NPR's David Welnup has more from the Capitol.
If there's one issue that's been hanging up the bankruptcy bill that proponents have been trying to enact for 8 years now, it's the amendment that New York Democratic Senator Charles Schumer kept attaching in the Senate. He tried to do it again today.
The amendment's very simple. If you use violence or the threat of violence to achieve a goal, a political goal, and you are successfully sued, as you should be, by the person or persons you've used violence against, you can't then go back home to a bankruptcy court and say, protect me.
In the past, Schumer has cast this amendment as protecting abortion clinics and those who use them. But the Senate's Republican majority has grown and includes several new, strongly anti-abortion members. So Schumer today described his measure as aimed at anyone on the left or right who uses violence for political ends. Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid, who's a practicing Mormon, co-sponsored the amendment.
I don't support abortion, but this amendment's not about abortion. It's about holding responsible those who commit illegal acts and believe that they're above the law. This amendment is about preserving the rule of law.
But one of Reid's fellow Mormons in the Senate, Utah Republican Orrin Hatch, opposed the amendment, saying it tries to fix a problem that he claimed does not exist.
I am unaware of any systematic shutdown of the network of abortion clinics in this country over the past 4 years. Nor am I aware of any evidence of the use of the bankruptcy code as a mechanism of escaping financial responsibility for acts of violence against abortion clinic or their personnel, or for that matter, any other criminal enterprise.
And Alabama Republican Jeff Sessions warned that attaching the Schumer amendment to the bankruptcy bill would ensure its defeat in the House, where anti-abortion Republicans have blocked it before.
I mean, it's unbelievable. As much as we had in this bill, all the pages of this legislation, one little amendment killed this legislation, an amendment that I believe is bad policy, certainly not necessary, and I submit to you could result in killing this legislation again if we move it forward. So let's don't do it.
When put to a vote, 53 senators opposed the Schumer Amendment and 46 supported it, including four Republicans who defend the right to abortion. When asked about what the defeat of his amendment means for abortion rights, Schumer pointed out that the measure got more votes than most of the other proposed amendments to the bankruptcy bill. But he admitted that pro-choice senators do have what he called a tougher row to hoe.
Certainly, I wouldn't deny that this is a tougher Congress than the last one in terms of pro-choice. But I don't think the fight is over by any extent. And I think the majority of people, over 60% in America, are for Roe v. Wade. And that's an issue that we intend to highlight over the next year.
Republicans, for their part, sought to play down the significance of today's vote for the political struggle over abortion. Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum is a leading opponent of legalized abortion.
I don't think it has any kind of long-term or even short-term implication for the issue of abortion, although, you know, we'll certainly fight on that.
Another vote this afternoon foreclosed any possibility of a filibuster by Democrats who oppose the bankruptcy bill, which now appears all but certain to win Senate approval. David Welnup, NPR News, the Capitol.